You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I get a text last night from a good friend who says, have you seen what is coming to HBO with respect to Crazy Chimp Lady? And I believe, if memory serves, the name of the documentary is Chimp Crazy.
It is. She is 2025's Tiger King, but instead of tigers,
Tanya Haddix.
It's chimps.
It's worse, Scott. This is a woman. Here's all I know. There are There are groups of women out there who raise monkeys as children. They bond with them as a child.
She also calls herself the Dolly Parton of the chimpanzee world.
Why would she call herself that?
Well, she has really boisterous blonde hair and really
she's buxom-ish. But
yeah.
Scott, I need to warn our listeners. If you have never before heard the term breastfeeding a chimp, you will hear that in this documentary.
There is this culture of almost entirely women who raise chimpanzees and monkeys as if they're babies.
There is nothing like holding, loving, being around a chimp. Especially Tonka. And I'll do anything to protect that primate. Anything. Tonka and I just found each other. It was meant to be. It was just natural. And Tonka loved me as much as I love Tonka. It's like your love for God.
People fall in love with these chimps, and you can't tame wild things.
Do you want these nuggets? Here's your saw.
I'm just afraid that she might get too caught up in this.
I keep getting to be the bad guy here, and I'm tired of it.
When you're in love, your brain is out of control. There's chemicals and hormones and things happening to you that makes you irrational.
Adult chimpanzees are incredibly dangerous.
Please, lift your face off!
It's insane when you think about it. It's insane.
She's insane.
Okay.
Letting the chimpanzee breastfeed off of you?
Authorities at some point get involved. They weave throughout the story. You hear that 911 call, please come, please help. My chimp has ripped her face off. We all remember that story.
I do.
You know. Yes, yes, my favorite student in the front row.
Professor Wright.
Yes.
I'm not, God knows, very familiar with the female body. I thought that women only lactated pre and post birth.
Scott.
I was under the same impression, so if we're both wrong, then
can a woman produce breast milk?
I think there's something that they can give you that would...
In case you happen to adopt a chimpanzee?
Yeah, that would rev that engine, if you will. But I also, I think at that point, you have so many other problems going on in your life that I don't know a healthcare provider that would be like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Like a woman who is... I don't know, let's say, has her fourth child at a university about an hour and a half away, would not be able to produce breast milk. Is that correct?
There's a very specific process for women who adopt a child or where they can facilitate that, Scott. But it's in very narrow circumstances. And putting a wild animal to your bosom would not be on the list ever.
Got it.
Under any circumstance. It's called Chimp Crazy, and is one of the women from Missouri?
The main gal is from the St. Louis area.
The Tanya Haddix gal.
The Dolly Parton of the chimp world.
Haddix is out on bond awaiting sentencing after she pleaded guilty in March to charges related to lying to a federal judge during a hearing in her case.
Do you know what she lied about? They said, do you have any more chimps? And she goes, nope, I do not. I do not have a chimpanzee in my house. And then they went in and they found she was hiding one.
She tearfully claimed that Tonka had died and was cremated, but it was later discovered that Tonka was actually alive and being held in her basement.
Yeah, she hid the chimp during the search. Somehow she had been tipped off that the random search was happening. And
It was a violation of her bond.
And humanality.
Because she was hoarding or hiding a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
She's requested leniency today, by the way.
Why would you even participate in a docu-series or whatever it's called? It's on HBO, by the way. It's four parts. Apparently, it was released last year.
The same reason that Joe Exotic participated in that docu-series.
Hmm.
She faces 4 to 5 years in prison because she also lied to the court, and that's perjury.
I do know the proper subscription for a woman who goes to the doctor wanting to breastfeed chimpanzees. A straitjacket.
You mean prescription?
A straitjacket.
Okay.
What did I say? Subscription?
Subscription.
God dang it, I do that too often.
The subscription is HBO.
Right.
The prescription for her is a straitjacket.
She was taken into custody last weekend by U.S. Marshals.
A bit much, don't you think?
When Tuesday it was learned she was hiding another chimp, but not Tonka, at her home.
Well, she obviously has, you know, I'm always conflicted about these stories. I make fun of her?
Because clearly there is something going on there, Scott.
Right. It's very easy to make fun of Tonya Haddock's chimp crazy.
But she also agreed to do a documentary.
Because she breastfeeds chimpanzees.
I don't know that she's the breastfeeder, but somewhere
along
the way.
Would she get a surrogate?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know. In 2024, they were supposed to pay $220,000 in attorney's fees and costs to PETA.
Can you imagine that phone call and request for a surrogate?
Help wanted.
And what exactly are we breastfeeding?
Two lactating boobs to breastfeed my chimpanzee.
I don't know.
People have problems. By the way, when we get back, and I actually think these people are sane, but they are in a fight with their HOA in Shawnee, in Western Shawnee. They have a pet pig named Shira because the kids are allergic to dogs and cat hair.
Yeah.
So they got Shira, the pig. Shira is, I believe, 7. We'll visit with Mom Leah in just a moment, here on Dana and Parks. All right, so we told you, I believe it was earlier this week or late last, about this family in Western Shawnee, my neighborhoods. They are fighting with the HOA board, who claims that their mini pig, Shira, is a danger to their Shawnee community. This is the Rockwood family, and they are fighting. Leah and Curtis Rockwood, said they've had Shira for almost 7 years. They learned that their oldest son is allergic to dogs and cats, so they decided to adopt Shira. And Leah joins us on the KMZ hotline. Leah, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I'm so happy to finally talk to you. And you guys, she sent me the cutest little video of Shira just wagging that little tail from behind, honestly. And she looks happy wherever she is now. She's not at the home in question, correct?
Correct.
Where is she?
We have another property in downtown Shawnee. So we moved her out here on Wednesday, and she's already adapting quite well, and she loves her new yard.
Where are you with the HOA? Have they made their final decision? And by the way, last name is Rookwood. I mispronounced it. I beg your pardon.
Sure.
Has the HOA finally made its decision on whether Shira can live in Western Shawnee or if you're going to have to keep her at the property in downtown Shawnee?
Yeah, we're going to have to keep her in our downtown Shawnee property. They will not budge. They're saying she's livestock, she's not a family pet, and that she stinks, which is, I don't know if it's an opinion or what, but they will not budge.
Are you surprised it went this far, Leah, and the attention that this has received?
I have mixed feelings about that. I mean, a lot of people talk about HOAs and they have, you know, not the best things to say about them. And I think we're, you know, we're just kind of fell under that. I mean, we did what we needed to do to secure her there, or so I thought. But at the end of the day, we didn't really get the power to be part of their decision-making process. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, I guess it is what it is.
When you bought the house in the HOA, did you already have Shira, or did you buy Shira after you bought that home?
Yes, we already had Shira.
And did you run it by the HOA before you moved into the house, or were you
we
just...
We did, yes.
And?
I have emails with the HOA president, and no, he didn't really approve, but he didn't really deny. He was just, you know, if it became an issue, we'd address it then. But the way they addressed it then is, oops, we got a complaint. She has to go.
Yeah, and one of the things I don't understand, Leah, is, you know, anyone who's lived next door to a bunch of barking dogs, I would rather have, right. And Shira's, what, 120 pounds? I would rather have a very quiet pig in the backyard than any barking dog.
Yes, I agree.
Now, what is your argument that Shira is not livestock?
Well, I firmly believe that livestock applies to an animal that provides a commodity. Well, Shira does not. I mean, unless you count love. She's always just been a pet. We're not, you know, selling any part of her. And I don't believe that falls under livestock.
And how old is Shira?
She's about 7.
We tried to get her in here, Scott, by the way.
Well, I understand.
We tried.
And I think that's a very bad idea.
Leah, and I thought it was a great idea. One of the things you explained is that she can't climb any more than 3 stairs. She's rotund. And she thought the elevator would scare her.
Yes, absolutely. She's pretty skittish.
Leah, I've never owned a pig. I find your family story to be fascinating. Let me ask a couple of dumb questions, if I may.
No problem.
Does Shira recognize her own name? I've heard pigs are very intelligent. Does she know her own name?
Yes, certainly. She knows a lot of words. She knows her name. She knows carrots. She will argue with you. If she doesn't like what you're doing, she'll say,
eh? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the verbiage there. What does she say? Okay. Well, sounds like she might win that argument.
Yeah, she's pretty vocal.
Can you house train a pig?
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't poop in the house or pee in the house?
She does not poo or pee in the house. That is correct. But to be honest with you, when we bought her from the breeder, she was already housebroken. She could use a cat box. But we used to have a little bell on the door when we lived at our other property. And she would ring it, let us know it was time for her to go outside. And after a while, we just kind of got used to kind of her mannerisms, and she would kind of have her own little way of letting us know that it was outside time. So we just opened the door and let her do her thing.
Now, you said something a couple of minutes ago, and it's true. Normally, an HOA will not act unless they get a complaint. Do you know who complained against you, and how are those block parties?
Right? Yes, I have a pretty good idea. And at the end of the day, I don't have a say, so it doesn't matter. Block parties are going to be out of the question. Halloween probably as well. And That's just the way it is.
What did your son think about this? Apparently, he is the reason that you got a pig because he's allergic, your son, I believe, to cats and dog hair.
Yes, he's sad. He certainly didn't want it to go down this way. And we've sat with him and explained to him that, you know, she's going to be fine at our other property. And as it turns out, she really is happy here.
Leah, you know, I'm sorry you guys all had to go through this, but it's been fascinating talking to you. Interesting. Is she right there, by the way?
She's currently outside, but I could get next to her, sure.
Yeah, go get next
to
her.
Can you make her make a noise?
I want to hear her. We tried. Scott, I tried. You're not allowed to listen to her noises because I tried to bring her in here and you said no.
Well, you're right. I did say no, but it turns out that she can't come here anyway because she can't climb stairs and can't get in an elevator. And we're on the third floor.
Hey, Sierra. Hey, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Oh, that sounded like a fart. Well, hello,
hi,
Sierra.
Sweetheart.
You sweet baby. What? She sounds like a droid on Star Wars or something.
Yeah.
Can we hear one more?
Yeah, Shira. Want some carrots? You want some carrots, Shira?
Leah, we love her, and I hope that she ends up being happy in her new surroundings, and thank you for sharing your story.
Certainly.
You give her a little hug for us.
Certainly, and a carrot.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Telephone number. I'd love to have a conversation. That's hard in the throat.
That's one of the animals that we asked to make a noise, and it did.
Finally, we'd love to have a conversation about this. They have lost their fight against the HOA, and Shira is no longer. Sam, what's the name of the Oakbrook of Pinehurst or something?
Crimson Ridge, something like that.
Oakbrook at Crimson Ridge in Western Shawnee. 913-586-7798 if you'd like to weigh in. They lost their fight against the HOA. Luckily for them, they had a separate property near downtown Shawnee. I'm assuming that property does not have an HOA. Would you have a problem if your neighbor owned a pig? Domesticated. She knows her name. She goes outside to poop and pee. Would you have a problem if your neighbor, one day you wake up, you're out on the balcony sipping coffee, and you look in the other neighbor's backyard, and there's a pig? 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, don't forget, coming up right after 5 o'clock, we have Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Terrence in KCK. Terrence, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. So, yeah. About the pig story, I love it. I don't understand how a pig can cause any harm in this so-called prestige neighborhood considered a livestock. I mean, what's the pig going to do, literally? It's for a boy who's allergic to a cat and a dog. You know, you broke his heart doing that. That's crazy. I mean, if it was up to me, let them have his pig. Jeez, the pig is trained and everything. What harm is this pig going to do?
I don't dispute with what you're saying, but as I always say in stories like this, where do you draw the line? You could have a mule or a donkey.
That you draw the line there.
And say, it's not livestock because it's not a commodity. We're not going to sell it. We're not going to use it to make any kind of money. It's just a pet.
Exactly.
Well, no. But do you want to live next door to somebody who's got a donkey?
I wouldn't have any problem if the donkey's not harmful.
Okay. All right, Terrence. You have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right. Daniel in Peculiar. Hello, Daniel.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So in regards to Shira the pig, you always hear about people registering all sorts of weird animals as service animals.
True.
What would stop them from registering a pig as a service animal And then an HOA couldn't tell them whether they could have it or not.
Oh, you're saying that if Shira was their son's emotional support, Shira. Mm-hmm. I see where I see what you're cooking, Daniel, and I like it.
Is it pig?
Then an HOA cannot discriminate because of a service animal.
Oof. I tend to agree with him, unless it's a peacock. I don't necessarily want those next to me.
What if your service animal
is a rooster?
Yeah. What if your service animal is an alligator?
We've seen that once.
We have seen.
We have one person who does that. I think the pig is okay. They're so smart.
I don't dispute that. I think that the HOA is being a little too stick to the rules-ish, if you will.
It doesn't even say you can't have a pig. It says you can't have a farm animal, and Shira's not a farm animal.
It says you can't have livestock. But I think most people would equate a pig to livestock.
You think they're updating that HOA as we speak? Because what it said was dogs, cats, and any other, like, what was it, like normal pet or
the word
common
normal,
pet?
I think it was common.
Well, who gets to decide what's common?
To your point, because, last week, is a ferret a common pet?
Well, 20 years ago, having a chicken as a pet and a coop in your backyard was not common unless you lived on a farm. Now everybody's doing it.
Now, to the point, roosters don't lay eggs.
No, but they make a lot of noise.
That's true, but so do barking dogs. So can you have a rooster? That's not a commodity. They're not laying eggs. That would be the commodity of having a hen.
Don't you need a rooster to have a chicken to have the egg?
No, you need a rooster to
turn the egg into another chicken.
Right.
Got it.
The egg from the hen does not have the other ingredient necessary to create new life.
I'm farm adjacent. I'm not really farm.
I would like to submit a word to ban on the Dana and Parks program.
Farm adjacent?
Just adjacent in general. I actually brought it to the program,
yes,
and I recognize
did.
That,
yes,
and I
did.
Apologize.
No. And you overused it for a very long time.
I love it because I'm adjacent to a lot of things. Farm.
I used it a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Hang on, Sam. And I want to hear the rest of your apology in a minute. How are you farm adjacent?
Anyone that was told as a child that you're eating crazy cut chicken, but it was really the rabbits that were being raised that you had named in hutches at the bottom of the
yard.
That's
called poor adjacent.
Touché.
That's not farm adjacent.
We didn't eat squirrel, but it's close.
That's why you weren't poor. You were poor adjacent because your family didn't kill and eat squirrels, but you did kill and eat rabbits. Okay?
Yeah, that was good times.
Okay,
good times.
Are you fisherman adjacent?
Yes.
Because you went fishing 2 weekends ago?
I'm a lot of things adjacent.
She's certainly not a fisherman.
No, I am not. That I am not.
All right. I dropped the line adjacent in reference to probably three different things over the course of a week.
It was so funny.
And you guys laughed at it, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
However, I have noticed in the last however many weeks it's been since I did that it gets dropped at least 8 to 10 times a day.
So far
today, we're at 7.
Are you tallying our words in there?
Not our, yours. He doesn't do it. Actually, if you count the tirade that he just went on, we're well over 10 at this point.
Well, that was only because I was...
I'm going to start tallying a list of things in here I wish the two of you would stop doing.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna need a minute because it's long. The list is long.
I just decided to pay attention today because it's been coming up on the text line quite a bit. I was noticing it as well. And in one segment earlier,
brilliant.
You dropped it 3 times. And I was like, all right, I gotta really count.
Well, I was thrice adjacent.
Oh, my God.
12.
Emma in Kansas City. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, I love your name.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I'm anti-pig.
You're anti-Shira.
Anti-Shira.
Why?
Tell
me why.
If you don't like HOA rules, you shouldn't move into one.
I agree with you there. However, there was a back and forth where they said, hey, we're going to buy this house. We have a pig. And they were told, yeah, whatever. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. And then someone complained, and now here we are.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I also just think that the victims are the neighbors that have to like live next to this pig after they signed up for an HOA that didn't allow livestock animals.
Well, I will say, and again, back to my previous point when we were talking to Terrence, I do think if the HOA were to allow the pig shear up, you're opening up a barn door to
get out.
Okay. You're opening up a door to having to allow other animals that would otherwise be considered
actual livestock
or not usual in a residential neighborhood, i.e.
Yeah.
Donkeys, mules, dare I say horses, cows. If you're not going to eat the cow, right? And you're not going to eat the pig, then why would the cow be considered livestock and the pig would not? Because you ask anyone, and I can smell what you're cooking in the kitchen, Emma. You ask anyone, and they're going to tell you that a cow is livestock. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But for whatever reason, a pig kind of falls on that bizarre line between could be a pet, but is normally considered livestock.
Now, I don't think Shira belongs on an airplane, to be clear. As potty trained as she is and all that stuff. I mean, I think that has gone way the other way.
When I say the words livestock, what are the top three things that you think of?
And cows.
Number one.
Goats.
Okay, I think chickens, number two.
See, chickens, I don't think livestock anymore because everybody has them.
Doesn't mean they're not livestock.
By the numbers, chickens are by far number one.
You know, I think you could make the argument
and
that
pig
that,
would be number three.
I know you could make the argument that llamas and, you know, a lot of people have the emus and the llamas and
eat that's, your food, Tina.
That's sort of livestock.
Alpacas are way better, by the way.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
Well, one is aggressive and mean and spits at you. The other is super cute and fluffy and cuddly.
The spitting.
Llamas spit,
and they have an attitude. I've been to Yaya's alpaca farm too many times.
Okay. Jennifer in Kansas City. Jennifer, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So, I don't know. My opinion might be a little bit polarizing. I'm not anti-Shira.
Okay.
However, it is my understanding from what I've read about this, and maybe if I'm incorrect, somebody stop me, is that this family knew that this was going to be an issue with the HOA and that they were told by the city that they needed a permit, which the HOA needed to sign off on. And they did not.
Jennifer, real quick. Anyway. Yes and no, real quick. They did have a permit at their previous residence. My gosh, they moved. They did have a city permit. Then they needed a new one to transfer to the new home. And they claimed the HOA did verbally give them the green light before they bought the house, or why would you buy that house?
Right. I mean, and that's kind of my question. And I am so not a pro HOA person. The problem is that they don't have anything in writing, so they can't prove it to the city.
Right.
So the city isn't issuing them the permit.
Well,
my understanding, because the HOA is now saying that they won't sign off on it.
Jennifer,
the HOA really can't do anything.
I would make the argument to you, Jennifer, and maybe you would agree, no one is pro-HOA until you have a problem neighbor. I'm not saying that the Rookwoods are problem neighbors at all. I'm just saying nobody is pro-HOA.
Right, until you got a car up on blocks next door to you.
Or they just painted their house hot pink.
Right. Most HOAs don't really have the ability to enforce a lot of the things that they say are rules. But the unfortunate part is that the city is now not issuing them the permit because the HOA is now saying no.
Well, but they can put a lien on your house. And that's part of the covenant that you sign.
Well, you have to look really hard at those covenants and restrictions. A lot of times, the way that they're written, the only thing that they can put liens on your property for are failure to pay your HOA dues.
Yeah, or water and trash. They can...
You have to look really carefully at those covenants and restrictions because a lot of them have rules, but they don't have enforcement clauses.
Okay.
Like the one that I'm in, the only thing that they can enforce out of those HOA covenants and restrictions is our failure to pay dues. There's a bunch of rules, but there's no way for them to enforce the rest of it.
Okay. All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
At some point coming up on the Dana and Parks program, I'm going to ask you this, and we've all done it, so do not lie to me. I know you've done it.
Probably.
What is the biggest item you have returned to a store when you probably should not have? Like either the timing has passed, or maybe you used it once or twice. And
I'm going to have to lie to you then. I'm not a returner.
There are those of you out there who are serial users and returners who have ruined it for the rest of us. Like, I'll return one thing a year to Target, and now they're like, state your name, driver's license, do you have your birth certificate, when did you buy it, do you have the card you use?
Saw you here yesterday.
Like, dude, I one time.
Okay. Well,
there's a huge updated policy with two box stores we're going to tell you about.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner. Tina, eat. Eat the food. Eat the food!
A Kansas City man has been charged with several attempts to set his ex-girlfriend's grandmother's house on fire.
Why would he target the grandmother?
27-year-old Joshua Davis faces a slew of felony charges after he allegedly tried to set his ex-girlfriend's grandma's house on fire 5 times. How bad do you suck at arson?
Well, thankfully.
Thank God. He was too dumb to even arson.
He is letting his ex-girlfriend live rent-free in his head.
When first responders arrived, they said they found an elderly victim who reported that around 4 a.m., Davis had set the side of her house on fire.
Does the girlfriend live with her grandmother?
They extinguished the fire 15 minutes later. Then around 5 a.m., the victim reported that Davis returned and then threw cinder blocks into the windshield.
Let it go, bro.
Into one of the cars in front of her home.
You know what I've learned in all my years of dating? There have been many, is nothing brings a girlfriend back like trying to set her grandma's house on fire or throwing cinder blocks through grandma's windows. Because it's when the cinder blocks go through the window that they think to themselves, you know, let me reconsider my decision to break up with this guy.
Well, right. It's not the windshield. You also have to take out a couple of side windows, too, to really seal the deal.
At one point,
that's when they come back.
Yeah.
At one point, detectives say they could see Davis light a pillow on fire with a lighter that had an extension cord wrapped around it. He then lassoed the flaming pillow with the extension cord and tried to fling it near the porch.
Why not just light one side of the pillow on fire and throw it?
Scott, I feel like maybe...
Why not set the pillow on the porch and then light it on fire?
See, I think we're giving this guy too many good ideas.
Arson in the first degree, attempted arson in the first degree, stalking in the first degree, harassment in the first degree, assault in the fourth degree, and 3 counts of property damage in the second degree. That's all degrees and counts because he kept arsoning.
I believe it's arsonating.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong.
Arsenial?
Is he an arsonite?
By the way, there's a bond review hearing this week. No, Thursday, July 31st. There's no way they can let this guy out.
Bond condition: cannot come within 90 feet of a lighter.
Or a pillow. Or an extension cord.
Or a home.
At least 100 players from roughly half of the NFL's 32 teams face fines and possible suspension for allegedly selling their allotted tickets to this year's Super Bowl above face value in violation of league policies, according to ESPN. Under an agreement between the league and the NFL Players Association, Players who violated the rule will be fined 1.5 times the face ticket value and lose their allotted tickets to the next 2 Super Bowls.
Bingo. Do all players get an allotment no matter how bad their teams are?
The way I read this story, the answer to that is yes.
And by an allotment, I don't think they're given the tickets. I think that they have the
right of
first refusal.
Why? Okay.
Here, you can buy 8 tickets.
We might bring this back. Why would we allow every single team's enormous roster to buy those at face value? Every player from every team is not going to the Super Bowl. Of course they're selling them.
Yeah, but they're selling them for more than face value. Basically, they're hawking them.
Your D-list player that never is going to go to the Super Bowl barely has the money to go there because they just, you know, they never play. Those guys.
They still make over $350,000 a year.
Scott, it's not the millionaire players that are selling those for higher than face value. The league should not allow all of the players to buy them at face value.
Cry me a river, mister. I make $350,000 a year.
Well, they spend $325 on their body.
I'm telling you, I don't think they should allow that kind of allotment.
Okay.
You mean to tell me that the water boys and the team managers and all the staff the other teams get to go?
I'm not saying that the support staff get to go, but I think the players get first serve on the tickets.
They're gonna run it for everybody.
News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.